This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, the number to call is 855-660-4261. Talk to Nathan and he'll get you set up. Nathan, let's begin with somebody that needs their help with the garden.
Joyce in Manchester.
Joyce in Manchester, good morning. How can we help you to make your garden better today?
Morning, Paul. Right. I have a stephanotis plant, and I've had it for about 4 years. Someone gave it to me. It's about 36 inches tall. Of course, that's because it loops around. It's a trailing plant,
right?
And it's just it's getting very, very sad, but it continues to blossom. But the leaves are beginning to turn yellow and drop off.
Okay. When did you repot it last?
I did not. I have not. Because there are three plants in this big pot, and it's looping around sticks that are almost three feet tall. So I haven't ventured that far, but if that's what you think might help, I would do it.
I would definitely think if you could repot it, you'd see a big change in your plant. Now, what size is the pot that it's in, roughly? 6 inch, 7 inch, something like that?
12 inches at least, yeah.
Okay. Is it a tall pot or a short and squatty pot?
It's not as It's in between. It's not squatty, but it's not tall either. It's like kind of in between. Just getting a thing to measure it. It is about 9 inches tall.
Okay. And it's 12 inches wide, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay. I would try and find something a little bit bigger in size. And what I would do, it being that it's been the same soil and it's becoming pot-bound in that container, knock it out of the pot that it's in now. So turn it upside down, remove the container that it's in, and then select a larger pot. And it doesn't matter if it's plastic or clay or something that's glazed, something that's going to look appropriate with your room. And then what I would do is add some fresh soil in the bottom. Take your fingers and massage the root ball to try and remove some of the old soil. And if you could remove maybe 15-20% of the soil that's there. But I think you're going to be surprised when you pull the pot off the plant that it's going to be just a very, very thick root ball, and you're not going to see a lot of soil because it's slowly using the soil to live on and making a bigger root system. And that's why you need to move it up a different pot size, so maybe like a 14 or a 15-inch pot.
But
try and remove some of the old soil without damaging it. Add some fresh potting soil. And then once you've done that transplanting, give it a good drink to solidify, and then feed it on a regular basis. Now, how often are you feeding this plant?
I've been feeding it at least once a month.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, are you using a liquid food or using a granular food?
I'm using a liquid. It's there's a Roots Organics that one of the stores gave me, organic store gave me some samples of this. It's called Buddha Green and Surge, and there's two or three, you know, different formulas. So I'm when I finish that, though, I'm either going to get the Grow or the Bloom.
Right.
That you
now
recommend.
These are little packages that they gave you?
No. No, they're bottles. They're probably not a quart. They're about a cup, and you mix it with water, like a tablespoon.
And are you alternating them, or are you using the same thing when that's gone? Then you use something else.
Well, I haven't quite finished. He gave me like six bottles, so I've been using this for the last 6 months or so, and you know, alternating the different kinds. There's different. One is a Surge to get the blossoms. Another one is the Roots. It's a product that once I'm done with it, I will not be, you know, having any more.
Okay. Yeah. So it's good to alternate different types of fertilizers, because
mm-hmm.
each variety will do something different. The Grow I like because it contains the beneficial microbes, which
mm-hmm.
is very unique for a liquid fertilizer. There are not many companies that will make a fertilizer. I mean, you have a lot of fish emulsion type companies, you have seaweed companies, but they don't add the beneficial microbes that Espoma
right.
does with their Grow and Bloom. But as
mm-hmm.
long as you're feeding them on a regular basis, but I think probably the most important thing is to repot it into a new container. It's been in there for several years, and I think you're going to be very surprised when you pull the container off of it. It's going to be just a solid ball of roots, and when you
I really think that.
Yeah, I think when you pull a pot off and you see this mass of roots, you're going to understand that, yep, we do need to put it into a larger container, and once the roots move into it, you're going to see big, big changes in it also.
Okay. And it is a tropical plant, so lately I've been spraying, because of summer, and it's in a sunroom, I've been spraying it with water. I just assumed it's a tropical plant, and it needs the moisture of being sprayed or misted.
Right. Yeah, because it creates more more humidity around that plant, and that's what those particular plants like. And it's just like if you were to take all of your house plants and you put them outside, they get the rain on them, they get the morning dew on them, they do real well. And then in the fall, when you bring them inside, it's a little bit of a shock, so
mm-hmm.
that you will lose some foliage. But if people do like you and miss the plants to acclimate them to the new growing conditions in the house, it really does help them a great deal.
That's good. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, Joyce. Let us know how you make up with it.
Yeah, because it continues to blossom. I mean, it's just amazing. And, of course, the fragrance is outstanding. And I just don't want to lose it because I love
right.
it. Okay. Thank you.
So
I
much.
Will let you know.
Okay. Alrighty. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
If you need some help, give us a call. We're here to try and help you with your plants. And, you know, houseplants, people either will take real good care of it, or they'll put it there and they'll just say grow. And feeding them is an important part. And if you can feed your plants on a regular basis, you're going to see the quality of the plant improve. And when you can add beneficial microbes like the Espoma Grow and the Espoma Bloom, you're going to see changes. So You got to take care of them, just like anything else. You eat every single day. Your plants don't need to be fed every day, but if you could do it at least once a month, you're going to see regular growth on a regular basis, and you'll see blooming appear on a regular basis also. It just takes a little TLC, just like you need TLC. Nathan, who's up next?
Mike in Boston.
Mike from Boston, Massachusetts. Good morning. How can we help you with your garden today? Hi, Mike.
Michael?
Come on, Michael. Let's go.
Hello, Paul.
Yes, good morning.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
I apologize, I have a bad cold. I'm calling for a friend of mine. It's a tomato question.
Yes.
Every August, he gets a worm of some kind that borders into the actual tomato. Doesn't eat any of the stems or leaves, but eats some of the tomato.
Yes.
Whole in the tomato. And he asked me to give you a call and see if you could tell him what to do about that.
Okay. We're coming up on a break, Mike, so you just hold on. One of the things is that eating green or red or both?
He said green.
He said green. Okay. So it's actually taking bites from the tomato plant. It's from the fruit itself, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay. When we come back, I'll tell you what you can use.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro 1 G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Mike, and we're going to try and help him to solve his problem. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Okay. Could you repeat the question that you had before we went into the break?
Oh, sure. My friend asked me to give you a call regarding his tomatoes. Every August, he seems to have a worm of some kind actually bore into the tomato and eat the fruit. He said it's not eating any of the leaves or the vine.
Right.
But it does eat the fruit.
Okay.
So I told him I would give you a call and get your comment.
Okay. What you want to use is something that's going to be natural and organic, because you're going to be treating the plant that you're going to be eating the fruit. So you don't want to put anything that is systemic that would actually go inside the plant, because once it gets inside the plant, it's also going to get in your tomato and you would be eating it, and that's not a good thing.
No.
So one of the newest and the best organic insecticides is something called Captain Jack. And its real name is called Spinosad. It's a product that was found in the Caribbean islands. It's the result of the sludge. When they made rum in a 50-gallon barrel, they poured out the rum when it was aged properly, and in the bottom there was sediment. And they would take that barrel outside of the brewery, and they would wash it out to get all that sediment out, and it just fell on the ground, and then they would reburn the inside of the barrel, what they call charcoal filtration. And when they put the raw ingredients in, some of the toxic products in the fermentation would go into the charred wood. Once it penetrated the wood, it could not get out. So it's a way that they keep the liquor that they make today safe, so there is nothing toxic in it. So it's not like moonshine. So all of this sediment was dumped out around these businesses that made the rum in the Caribbean. And a visitor, just happened to work for Dow, was there, found out that the shrubbery around the building for the first 25 feet all the way around had no insect damage. But when you went beyond, everything was chewed. They took a soil sample, brought it back to the United States, and they found this bacteria called spinosad. And today, they're using spinosad in flea and tick collars for your dogs and your cats. And the spinosad, Bonide calls it Captain Jack, because it was found in the Caribbean. The product has a picture of a pirate on it to make it easy for you to remember. It's a lot easier to remember Captain Jack than spinosad. So you take the Captain Jack, you spray it on all your vegetables, anything that's being chewed, and the Captain Jack will take care of all type of caterpillars, worms, and it will take care of Japanese beetles. So you can spray it on your vegetables, your flowers, your perennials, your trees and shrubs, and it will control anything that chews. So if he was to do this, wait 2 weeks, do it again. I would suggest that he does it the end of the end of July, and then in mid-August, and that should eliminate the problem with his tomatoes for this year.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Okay. Mike, you have a great day, and take care of that cold.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Let's go to the phone lines. Nathan? Oh, well, I don't think we're going to have enough time, because we're coming up right up on the bracket, on the bottom of the hour. When we come back, we'll go directly to callers. But the ticks are beginning to really get active. And if you live near a lake or a pond, you don't want to put a pesticide with the possibility of it getting in the water and hurting the fish that you have there. Natural Alternative has a mosquito, flea, and tick control that's organic. And this product really, really works. Give them a call on Monday, and they'll tell you all about it.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. The new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The just-ended G7 summit did little, if anything, to reduce the friction between President Trump and other world leaders when it comes to the tariffs Trump has ordered on imported steel and aluminum. At word that some of the nations, like Canada, were planning to retaliate, Trump said before he left the G7...
Well, if they retaliate, then I can't mistake.
Then after President Trump leaves the G7 early to head to his Singapore summit with Kim Jong-un, the Canadian Prime Minister does announce retaliatory measures against the U.S. for those steel and aluminum tariffs. That prompts Trump to blast Trudeau in a tweet in which he also says the U.S. will not endorse the G7 communique that was signed by the six other leaders.
Justify as the 13th triple crown winner!
That is heard on NBC late yesterday as Justify won the Belmont Stakes. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines, and we're going to talk with Mike. Good morning.
No, we just got done with Mike.
Oh, that's right.
We've got Robin in Bedford waiting.
Robin from Bedford. Good morning. How can we help you out today, Robin?
Hi, Paul. I'm doing great.
Good. How can we help you out today? Yes.
Okay. My biggest question is, I have these weeds that are single-stemmed that look like lily pads, and they're especially aggressive right around my Rose of Sharon, which is sort of in a little bit of a shaded area. They're right in front of my deck, so they go all under the deck, and I didn't know how to spray them without hurting the Rose of Sharon.
Okay, what you're going to do is you're going to get an organic weed killer.
Okay.
And it's something that you'll see results a day like today where it's nice and sunny.
Yep.
You're going to apply it, and within 3 hours, the weeds will be totally, totally dead. Okay. It's like using Roundup. But it's not going to hurt. It's not going to hurt the soil. The name of the product is called BioSafe Weed Control, and it's totally organic. It's OMRI certified, and I have used it, and it will just literally burn the foliage out. And a day like today, within a 3 hour period, they're all dead. And what you do is this. It's not something that goes into the soil. And all you need to do is to control the spraying so that you don't spray the Rose of Sharon. So when you get close to the plant, what you can do is you take like a paintbrush and you dip the product. You dip the paintbrush into the product, and you paint the foliage. And that way, there's no drifting on other plants that are in your garden. So if you have weeds coming up in, like, Pachysandra or in Myrtle, you would paint the weeds, That way you don't hurt the ground cover around it, and within 3 hours, the weed are gone.
Okay, and then does that prevent them from coming back, too?
As long as there's no seeds in the ground. So have these made a flower yet?
No, there's no, and I get them every single year in the same spot, and I didn't know if it was the Rose of Sharon that was causing them.
No,
it and I wouldn't. Do put green down, too.
You put down what?
I do put preem down before.
Okay. Well, see, preem will kill new seedlings. And being that this plant comes back every year, it's probably a perennial type weed, like clover, like dandelions. And because it's established, the preem won't kill the weed. So what you need to do is something that's going to be a little bit stronger. But this BioSafe weed control, you can put it on a brick walkway. You can put it on a patio, and it will kill all the weeds growing in between the cracks and crevices. You put it in a gravel driveway, and it will kill all the weeds there. But it's a real good product. It's only been around for about 5 years, and this company started in Connecticut, and they're getting larger and larger and larger. But it's a really good product, and it's a non-selective, so that it will kill grasses, too.
Okay, I was going to say, because I have a little bit in the grass along the side of the patio, but I shouldn't use it there.
Right. But see, what you could do there, where it's coming up, you dip some of the product mixed into a container with a paintbrush, and you can just paint the top of the weed, and that way, see, if you use a sprayer, it's going to go everywhere, and it's going to kill the grasses, too. So by taking a paintbrush, you can just paint the weeds, and you'll only hurt the weeds that are there.
Okay, great.
Now, let me give you a phone number where you can call them, because not all garden centers have this. And it's something that in the future is going to be really, really available every place. They're in Connecticut, and their phone number is 888-273-3088. So if you give them a call on Monday, tell them where you live. There may be a nursery or a hardware store where they sell the product near you, and if not, they can ship it directly to you. If you tell them you heard it on the radio, they'll give you a 10% discount, and they'll ship it out to you.
Okay, sounds
okay.
good. And then my other two questions have to do with pruning.
Yes.
So my azaleas have all flowered and now passed, and I want to prune them.
Mm-hmm. This is the time.
Right. Some of the stems are really, really long. So, you know, there's a cluster of leaves at the top, and then the stem's really long going down because I didn't get to trim them last year.
Right.
How do I control that? Do I cut right down to the bottom?
You cut till you hit a section on the stem where there is foliage. So you have a cluster on top, a long stem, then a cluster underneath it. So you would make that cut just above where there is foliage visible. And that way you can control the height and the thickness of your plant. And that's something that you want to do now, because the azalea is making new growth. And when we get into the month of August and September, they're going to be making the flowers for next year. So if you wait until the fall and you prune it, you could be potentially removing all of the flowers for your azalea for next year. So the pruning should be done now before it makes the new growth. And that way you'll have plenty of flowers, but you can also control the size of your plant.
Okay, great.
And then the other thing you want to do, once you prune it, fertilize it. And you can take Hollytone and give it a couple of handfuls, and that will help to stimulate additional growth, but the growth will stay short and will keep the plant compact.
Oh, I already fertilized them once, but I should do it again?
I would. After you get done pruning them, feed them a second time.
Okay. All right, I'll do it again. And then can you trim a holly or no?
Oh, sure. I mean, if you don't, it's going to eat up the size of your house. Now, are you growing it? Are you growing it to be pyramidal or more of a rounded shrub?
It is. It's more pyramidal. And when we planted it a few years ago, we had gotten a really bad snowstorm, and it took a bad beating.
Okay.
And I gave it a lot of holly tone the last couple of years, and I thought it was dying this year, but all of a sudden it's got all kinds of growth and berries. But it's really kind of wild.
Yeah. So
it's got some long stems in one place and short stems in other places, and I didn't know if I should touch it this year.
Oh, definitely touch it. Now, the thing that you have to think about a shrub, Robin, is this. When you feed the plant, or the plant gets the energy out of the root system, because in the fall, the plant will take all of its energy, bring it down to the root system where it's stored for the winter, and then the spring, when the sap begins to flow, it will take that energy that it's stored in the roots and bring it back up to the top. So this is what happens. The food goes to the tip of every single branch on that plant. Doesn't matter if it's a tree or a shrub. But all of the tips of every single branches, the tip gets fed first. Once the tip is fed, then it will do the buds below it. When those are fed, the buds below that, and so forth, until it's used up all of the available food. So, the tip of the plant is your leader. If you remove the leader, now the buds below it will compete to become the new leader. So where you had a single long branch, you cut it back, three or four buds will break open that are dormant right now. They'll compete to become the new leader. So you went from one branch to three or four. And by pruning it on a regular basis, you can encourage the plant to grow a lot thicker and a lot fuller. So pruning is not just a way to control the size of the plant, but it's a way to make it thicker and fuller and more productive for red berries every single year.
Okay. Yeah, because it's kind of, like there's a lot of space in between. You know, it's not very full.
Right.
At all.
So, by pruning it, you're going to encourage new growth. And if you think about when you were growing up and you bought a Christmas tree. It was not like it is today. You could see the individual branches. It was really open. And at times you even had to buy branches to tie into the tree to make it look full. Today the Christmas trees are a lot thicker. They're a lot fuller because they're pruned every single year during July. So in July, your Christmas trees are making new growth. All of the growers are out there with shears. They're shearing the tree to give it that nice conical shape. And when they're done shearing it, the tips of the branches or the leaders have been removed. And now you get all these side shoots that make the Christmas tree thicker and fuller. And the same thing will happen with your holly tree. Pruning is necessary to control the density and the shape and the height of the plant.
And so I should hand prune it and use an electric pruner.
I would hand prune it.
Okay.
Just, you know,
and it doesn't matter how far back I go?
As long as there is green foliage in back of the cut. So if you cut it right down to just wood, there's a chance that you may not have any foliage. But you've got to have three or four sets of leaves once you get done cutting that branch.
Okay. All right, that makes sense. I think it's going to make a comeback,
One of the things that you have to remember, Robin, where the leaf is attached to the stem, and when you prune this, you'll be able to see it. Where the leaf is attached to the stem, there is a bud. right there. And that's a backup bud. If the plant should lose all of its foliage, that bud will become a leaf. If you prune it, that bud, instead of becoming a leaf, will become a branch. And that's what will make the plant thicker. So you keep saying, you keep saying to yourself, I'm doing this for your own good.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. That's really helpful information. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin. You have a great weekend, and thank you for calling us this morning. Bye-bye now. Nathan, who do we have up next that needs some help with their garden? Oh, we're coming on a break. When we come back, we'll go to the next caller. In the meantime, if you have some flowering trees or shrubs and you have not fed them, feed them so that they can be even better for you next year. Get a nice granular like Plantone if it's a deciduous tree, and it will bloom even better next year.
Your lovely tree attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush, like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries. Roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps. So your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espomer.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out. This book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Nathan, let's go right to the phone lines. Who can we help to have a better time in the garden today?
Bob in Cape Cod.
Bob from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning. How can we help you out?
Yes, Paul. I have a problem with burning bush.
Yes.
I've got four that are about 25 years old, and they're encroaching over my lawn, and I intended to trim them back so I still had vegetation this spring. And my question is, in the fall or early spring, could I really cut into the wood where there is no vegetation presently and reduce the size substantially and they'd survive?
Yep, that is something that you can do. As a matter of fact, back in 1968, my first year going to University of Massachusetts in Amherst, spring arrived, and the mailman wrote on a letter for my father, either you prune back the burning bush by the entrance, or I'm going to leave the mail on your stairs, because the mailbox at that point was attached right to the front door. So he called me at school, and he said, I know that you're coming home next weekend. Could you talk to your teachers about doing exactly what you said? They were 8 feet tall and about 10 feet wide, and half of the entrance to the living room, the front door, was blocked with branches. And I told that to my teacher, and he said, Paul, before the foliage begins in the spring, you can take that 6 by 8 foot tall burning bush, and you can cut it to 4 by 4. And I came home the following weekend, and we went to work on it, and my father kept giving me a look and saying, you better be right, your mother's going to kill you. Well, we took it down to 4 feet. We took the spread that was 10 feet, brought that down to 4 feet, and it looked like just stumps. My mother came home from work, and we were cleaning up the mess, and she got out of the car and just stood there. My father, I thought was my friend at the time, said, don't look at me. It's your son who had me do this, so don't blame me. And I'll tell you, in the spring after we did that pruning, we put some plant tone around it. And that year, it made a foot of new growth. It was absolutely beautiful. And then every spring, my dad would prune it, and he controlled that burning bush for the next 10 to 15 years, and it stayed exactly the size that he wanted, and he always got his mail after that.
So you could trim it back, and buds would form where there's just, wood now.
Exactly. I mean, all trees and shrubs have backup buds that are there in case of an emergency, whether it's breakage during the winter, it could be a fire, could be a lot of different things. But we just took our plant and we cut it back by 2/3 because it was just so big. It was at a height and the size that my father agreed with. And he fed it. When the new growth came out in the spring, it filled right in, and it looked like it was a brand new plant, not a big old woody plant that was slowly eating up the front of the house. So you just walk up to the plant, and you say, I'm doing this for your own good, and you just take some loppers. And I mean, we cut branches that were 2 inches in diameter on that burning bush, and like a big tuffet of foliage came out, and by the second year, it was absolutely beautiful.
Best time would be in late March or...
Yep, mid, as soon as the weather begins to stabilize, so mid to late March, it's going to work beautiful for you.
Mm-hmm. Could do it in April also.
Yeah, but you need to do it before the leaves begin to form, because the buds that open first are the ones that are meant for that year.
Mm-hmm.
And by you waiting too long, you may lose some of the energy so that the buds that are dormant may not all open. So as soon as you get a day that's going to be like 50 degrees, even though it's still cold out there, go out there and just shape it to the size that you want. We took 6-7 foot burning bush and we cut it down to 4. And the thing was 10 feet wide and we cut it down to 4. So we took a lot of branches off of that and it looked absolutely beautiful.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.